so much fun. Who loved the inflatables outside? Who went out on an inflatable? Okay, there's some people out in the inflatables. How many of you guys really are enjoying the music, the good music? Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Hey, you know which one I found really funny? I thought that Callan was pretty funny. Did you guys think that was great? He was so funny. But you know what? I was thinking about it, and I was thinking, you know what? Sometimes I can worry a bit like Callan sometimes. Do you worry sometimes? Hi. How many of you guys maybe can get that butterfly feeling in your tummy, eh? When you're going into something new and it's scary and you don't really know what you're getting into, or maybe you see a great big crowd of people and maybe you shy back for a minute because you just have that little bit feeling of being scared in a new situation. A lot of us feel that way, eh? You know, I remember when I was 6 years old, I had a really, really scary thing that happened to me. My parents, they split. They actually separated for a while when I was just 6 years old. And I remember when that happened, I was scared. I was so scared. I worried about me and my little sister, and I worried about what was gonna happen. And that worry became like a sickness in my heart. And sometimes I couldn't sleep, and sometimes I would just cry, and it was really sad. But you know what I did, boys and girls? I went and I prayed, and I started talking to Jesus just when I was all by myself in my bed. And said to Jesus, God, I'm scared. I don't know what to do. And you know what? Jesus was faithful and he whispered to my heart. And he said to me, Lori, you don't need to be afraid. You don't need to worry. You don't need to be scared. You can give me your worry and instead trust me. Because you know what? You can trust that God is who he says he is, who Jesus says he is. He is powerful. He is there. He sees you. He never leaves you. He never leaves you alone, not even for a second. Even when you've got that butterfly feeling in your tummy, he's right there with you. He says, you don't need to be afraid. You can give me your fear and instead trust that I am with you and that I love you deeply. He loves you deeply. And when Jesus was ministering and talking to the big crowds, you know what he said? He said, don't worry. There's no point. You don't need to worry. I know everything you need, and I will provide it for you. There's nothing you need to worry about. You don't need to worry about what you're going to eat later today. You don't need to worry about where the things that you need are going to come from, because God will take care of you. He will take care of every single one of us. You know what? When that happened, and I realized that God really, really loved me, there became this verse in Psalms that just became so important to me. And it goes like this. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? There, when we trust Jesus and we trust his love for us, there's no reason to be scared. There's nothing to be afraid of because we can 100% trust him. Now, I think there are a lot of people here who might feel a bit like that, where there are lots of reasons why you might be scared. Could be anything. And if that's you, boys and girls, I would love you guys to just, we're going to stand up, we're just going to pray, and we're going to lift our hands to Jesus and surrender that fear to him. You can give him your fears, you can give him to your worries, and let him just speak to you right where you're at. You can give him anything that you have in your heart and say, Jesus, would you come? Would you come and speak to me? Would you help me to trust you and give you all of my fears? Boys and girls, I'd love it if you guys stood up right now where you're at. And if you guys are comfortable, raise your hands. Just raise your hands and start talking to Jesus. He's with you. He hears you. He hears your voice. 1 in 100, 1 in 1,000,000, it doesn't matter. God sees you and he hears you. So call out to him. Whatever it is that you're struggling with, whatever it is that's in your heart, and say, Jesus, I believe that you are great. I believe that you are mighty. I believe there is nothing that is bigger than you. Because there isn't. There's not a thing that's bigger than Jesus. And he loves you. Tell him that you believe that he loves you. He loves you and he will take care of you, boys and girls. Let's sing together.
be afraid every time I face the waves. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to fear the storm just because I hear the roar. I don't want to fear the storm.
Believe. sing it again. Let faith.
Let faith rise up, oh high, believe. Let faith rise up in me.
One more time.
Let faith rise up, oh high, believe. Let faith rise up in me.
Would you lift your hands?
Your silence fear, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus, we call on your name this morning.
You make the darkness tremble.
We call on your name, Jesus. You're the Prince of Peace, God. God, you take our fear. We're going to sing that in Jesus.
In Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. Silence me, Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus.
Sing your name is alive.
Your name is alive that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name. Your name cannot be overcome.
Jesus, we thank you that you are an overcomer, and because of that, we are overcomers as well. And God, we thank you that we can put all of our worries onto you, and you will carry us through with those worries. God, we pray that today, as we go into the rest of what it is that you have for us, that you would be speaking to us, that you would be giving us thoughts, and that you would be reminding us that you've got it under control, that you will calm the storms, you'll calm the waves, and that God, we don't need to worry, because we need to just remember that we overcome through you. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh my goodness, I think we should give God a big hand. Let's give him a big hand, guys. Woo-hoo! Wow.